yesterday Tortoise played. That's not upcoming, but it's pretty related. And anyway, up next is The Rib. Alrighty, bye.
One day, making tracks in the prairie of Pracs, came a north-going Zax and a south-going Zax. And it happened that both of them came to a place where they bumped. There they stood, foot to foot, face to face.
Look here now,
the north-going Zax said.
I say, you are blocking my path. You are right in my way. I'm a north-going Zax, and I always go north. Get out of my way now, and let me go forth.
Who's in whose way?
Snapped the south-going Zax.
I always go south, making south-going tracks. So you're in my way, and I ask you to move and let me go south in my south-going groove.
Then the north-going Zax puffed his chest up with pride.
I never,
he said,
take a step to one side. I will prove it to you. I will not change my ways if I have to keep standing here 59 days.
And I'll prove to you,
yelled the south-going Zax,
that I can stand here in the prairie of Pracs for 59 years. For I live by a rule that I learned as a boy back in south-going school. My rule says don't budge, never budge in the least. Not an inch to the west, not an inch to the east. I'll stay here not budging. I can and I will, if it makes you and me and the whole world stand still.
Well, of course, the world didn't stand still. The world grew. In a couple of years, the new highway came through. And they built it right over those two stubborn Zacks and left them there, standing unbudged in their tracks.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Rib on 101.9 CITR. This is your host, Jasper. You just heard some Dr. Seuss, a very old telling tale. You know, he brings up a good point. We all live in our own kind of realities and have our own paths, and we always get mad at each other for having different paths. And, you know, we're allowed to go off our path and change directions and change our minds and not be so stubborn. Not to mention, we're all on the same mountain going up to the same place. We're just doing it in different ways. But in any case, our feature today is Universe Zero. They're a really old band, and I'm really excited to play them. They just came out with a new release in January. They're a Belgian band. They've been playing for 30 years. They were formed in 1974 by their drummer. And they've been all over the place in terms of the music they actually produce. And they go a lot, you know, from prog to classical to experimental to kind of darker chamber music. The latest album is actually super, super awesome from what I've heard so far. And we're going to play some of that. And first track's going to be followed up by some Aphex Twins. So enjoy and hope you're having a lovely sunny day.
Thank you. Therefore, there are patterns everywhere in nature.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Welcome back. I was supposed to do a promo for News 101, but I couldn't find their little audio file, so I'm going to promote it myself. Listen to News 101. It's right after The Rib, and it's very important. News keeps you up to date with the universe, so keep it up. In the meantime, that was Aphex Twin. Now, that was actually on the soundtrack for Pi, and Pi, if you don't know the movie, is about a mathematician who looks into the sun when he's young and gets this brain kind of hemorrhage, and is working on a way to figure out the end of the sequence of pi, which is infinite, and by doing so, cracking the stock market, because he believes that everything in the universe has a pattern. If he can just figure out the pattern, he could figure out anything, really, because he could just put it together like a machine. And he finally does do it with an organic material, and he kind of goes insane because of it, and everyone starts coming after him. And he eventually gives himself a lobotomy so he doesn't remember anymore. But anyways, amazing movie. And it was my first time ever listening to Aphex Twin. And that's a super excellent song called Bucephalus Bouncing Ball. Bucephalus was Caesar's horse, I believe. No, Alexander the Great? Alexander the Great's horse, that's who it was. And the bouncing ball, obviously, because of the sounds. And coming up, we have some more Universe Zero. Now, the newest album, which I'm playing right now, is called Cleavages, which may have different meaning in Belgium, but I'm not sure. The first song is actually Les Kobolds, which means the goblins, which makes total sense after listening to it. And on their homepage here, it says in quotes, "If Stravinsky had a rock band, it would sound like this, dot, dot, dot." Cool, so I'm going to play some more of that, a song called Soubresauts. I'll try and figure out what that means after the next break. And I'm going to follow that up with a Canadian local band called Fond of Tigers. Enjoy. Thank you.
We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 FM presents the Girlfriends and Boyfriends CD Release Party, also featuring Sex with Strangers, Muscles, and Girls in Love on Saturday, June 12th at the Media Club, 696 Canby Street. Doors are at 8 and the show begins at 9:30. The Girlfriends and Boyfriends CD Release Party, also featuring Sex with Strangers, Muscles, and Girls in Love, Saturday, June 12th at the Media Club. Tickets are available online at themediaclub.ca.
Welcome back, everybody. So we just heard some Fauna Tigers, which is a local Vancouver band, on Drip Audio, which is kind of an experimental jazz audio label around here. And that was from their album A Thing to Live With, and the song was called Here You Are Hated. And Fauna Tigers go back quite a few years. I saw them play before Tortoise, which was an amazing concert, and then the next year they played before the Grandmothers, which was the Mothers of Invention from Frank Zappa, but old. And then this year they're playing with Deerhoof, so they've got quite a good opening band kind of thing going. And really awesome, repetitive kind of jam-out music. I really enjoy them. But now, we're going to move on to... this is cool. This is called Cabaret Hoover. It's a short little song. It's from the movie Triplets of Belleville, which was a French-Canadian animation a few years back. And this song is sort of when they're all... using like fridges and like vacuum cleaners and like crumpled piece of papers to make this kind of cabaret music. So I'll play that and then we'll move back to our feature, which is Universe Zero with their new album Cleavages from Cuneiform Records. And yes, I will see you shortly. Well, not so short, it's a pretty long song. But in any case, enjoy.
Maintenant sur scène, les triplettes de Belleville. Et maintenant sur scène, les triplettes de Belleville. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hello, hello, welcome back. It is The Rib on 101.9, and following me up at 5 o'clock is News 101, hosted by Andrew and Brad. At 6 o'clock, we have Career Fast Track, hosted by Felipe. 6:30, Sore Throats Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert P. 7:30, Exploding Head Movies, hosted by Gary. And 9 o'clock, The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin. Sorry for going through that fast, but we're running out of time. There's too much good music. So, coming up... Oh, by the way, that song was Straight Edge by Universe Zero, and it was awesome. I was, yeah, so into that. Coming up is one of my gods, Sun Ra. He's a jazz musician, my favorite jazz musician from Saturn, and he puts the cosmos and Africa back into jazz. So I hope you enjoy. This is from his album Angels and Demons at Play, and it's the self-titled track. Welcome back to The Rib on 101.9. I am here to say goodbye, namaste, thank you for listening. I had so much fun playing all this music, and I'm going to leave you where we started off with Universe Zero, their album Cleavages, and this song is called Les Cercles de Horus, which I guess means the circles of Horus. And fun fact about Horus, like most gods, he wasn't born the usual way. His father Osiris was murdered and chopped into bits, and then his wife Isis put him back together and created the sun Horus. So anyways, have a wonderful, incredible day, and I will see you next week.